is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff there. In fact, the feature of the site, main feature of the site, is that you can go and submit show prep suggestions to Free Talk Live, and other listeners then vote up or vote down on what your suggestion was, and the most popular ones make it to the front page of our website. So see that for yourself and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. You know, Mark, over the years on this program, there have been a few, I think, key issues that Free Talk Live has really been pretty heavy on in general as far as what we cover, and one of those is the war on drugs. It's a personal pet issue of mine, not just because I've smoked a lot of marijuana in my life, but because I've known people who have paid the price for their recreations, people who have gone to jail, people who have been busted, and of course, for all the people I don't know out there, there are hundreds of thousands of them every single year that get arrested, get put in a jail cell, get slapped with misdemeanors and felonies and lose their jobs. And, you know, once they finally get out of jail, good luck getting another job. Just families torn apart, police raids, people being shot unnecessarily. There was a story recently out of Tallahassee where a young lady was essentially pressured into being an undercover operative for the police after she'd been busted with marijuana. She ended up getting killed in the undercover operation. Just so many...
Thank God no cop got killed in that.
So many wasted lives. So many people having their lives torn apart by this madness. And there's one man in particular who has been the most wanted of the people that are out there. I mean, over 1.5 million people are arrested for drug so-called crimes in the United States every single year. Over half of those 1.5 million are for marijuana, cannabis arrests. And there's one man who is known as the Prince of Pot, that has been the target of the United States federal government. He's been their number one most wanted for a long time because he'd been living in Canada. He lived his whole life in Canada, I think, from what I understand.
Yeah, they're really not out of the frame crazy about marijuana in Canada the way they are here in the United States.
Well, from what I understand, it's getting worse in Canada now.
Sure, but I mean, you know, worse doesn't get to this level of bad for a while.
Right, so they finally got him, and they charged him with some nonsense.
And the Prince of Pot didn't actually deal pot, ship pot,
no.
Transport pot, or anything like that.
Well, he sold seeds.
The man sold seeds.
Right. And he published, on top of that, he's not the only seed seller out there. There are lots of people that are selling seeds over the internet, that kind of thing, from various different places. So that's not what made him special. What made him special was that he took the proceeds from his sales and reinvested it into the marijuana decriminalization movement. He basically took his profits and poured it back into to legalizing pot, as in whatever way he could.
In the mission.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, he put his money where his mouth was, so to speak. He wasn't just out buying flashy cars and nice houses with his proceeds. In fact, he doesn't have much to show for it these days because he literally gave away millions of dollars over the years, which made him far more dangerous than the average seed dealer. Because the average seed dealer or pot dealer, whoever, is just, they're in it for the business end of it. They want to make some money and whatever. That's fine. You know, that's a fine motivation and everything. But Mark Emery is who I'm talking about from Cannabis Culture. He started his own magazine, Cannabis Culture Magazine. It's now cannabisculture.com. We had his wife Jody on the air with us just a few weeks ago to give us an update on his case, as he'd been extradited from Canada to the United States in order to face charges, and inevitably he took a plea bargain because they were frightening him with something like 20 years in prison.
Yeah, that's how they do it.
And
they don't actually want justice. They don't take these things to court. They just come with as many charges as they possibly can. They pile them up. They threaten you with 150 years to take a plea bargain. Yeah. Plea bargains, if there actually was a victim, and there are no victims in this circumstance, except society as a whole is what they'll tell you. But if there was a victim, victims are victimized by this system of plea bargaining. The criminals, if the person charged, if they actually are a criminal, they're victimized because so many people will take the charge actually than rather than taking it to court. The only thing that happens with a plea bargain is a guy who deserves some time doesn't get as much as he does as he does deserve, and you know, the victim's victimized, the public in general's victimized because somebody who should be in jail longer doesn't go. And the only ones that benefit are the prosecutors, the cops, and everybody who
the prison system.
Yeah, who makes money off of the justice system.
So they finally got him, and they managed to convince the bureaucrats up in Canada, who essentially exist under the thumb of the United States, like the guys in the bureaucrats in Mexico. Basically, the United States federal government runs the entire North American continent. It's just that they still have these border things that they use to increase their power, actually. So they twisted the arm of the Canadian government people, even with massive protests, even with massive outrage in Canada about them extraditing Mark Emery. They extradited him, and he's now sitting in CTEC, FDC, which is the Seattle Federal Department of Corrections or whatever. It's the it's their super max prison. That's where they put Mark Emery. For selling seeds. The Supermax. Now, they've got different levels of federal prisons, as I understand it. There's minimum security federal prison, which, from what I've heard, is pretty much, there aren't even fences. So Supermax sounds to me like a long way away from minimum security. Real vicious guy, Mark Emery, right? So selling seeds over the internet. He deserves this kind of treatment? Well, that's kind of the preface for what I wanted to share with you here from Jody, his wife. I went to their blog over at CannabisCulture.com, and I was reading this earlier today. It's a little lengthy, and normally I wouldn't just read something like this, but it made me cry when I was reading it, and I thought, man, this is incredibly powerful, and so I wanted to share it with you. It's called My First U.S. Federal Prison Visit with My Heroic Political Prisoner Husband, Mark Emery. I went to visit Mark today for the first time at SeaTac FDC. Thankfully, I'm able to visit him even while he's in SHU, the Segregated Housing Unit, Solitary Confinement. Now, she doesn't go into why he's in that unit. Earlier, she posted a blog about how they were recording a podcast over the phone. She had him call, and I guess it's a no-no to record your phone calls with prisoners in federal facilities. So because he was recording a podcast over the phone, even though the feds are getting whatever 50 cents a minute the crazy jail charges are, they decided to give him some punishment for that and locked him in solitary. Anyway, she says, when I arrived at 1:30 in the afternoon, it was very nerve-wracking. I stepped up to the massive building's entrance, got buzzed in, and then found myself in a big lobby with a reflective glass booth and a little hole to pass ID and paperwork through. There was no table with the paperwork to fill out for visiting, or excuse me, there was a table, but no pen. Thankfully, there were some visitors there who'd been through it all before and helped me figure out the process and loaned me a pen, because you don't get any answers from the staff. Visiting officially begins at 2 p.m. on Fridays, but by 2:15, they just started processing, which took a very long time itself. This is typical, by the way, and I think this is important to share for people who live on the outside of this world, the people whose friends haven't gotten arrested and they haven't had to go and bail them out, and, you know, they haven't
It's getting to be fewer and fewer people.
Right.
I mean, the United States incarcerates more people than any industrialized nation in the world by a long, long shot.
But to just give you some idea,
I mean, China pales in comparison.
You thought the Department of Motor Vehicles was bad. Try going into a jail sometime and getting even friendly customer service.
Sometimes it happens.
It does happen sometimes, but it doesn't seem like it's more likely at a federal security prison. Seems like you might get better service at a local jail, possibly. These federal guys just don't care.
Speculation.
From what this is her experience. Big families and many individuals filled the lobby. So many broken-hearted parents, girlfriends, wives, and troubled children crying, "I want to see Daddy!" and behaving unruly to the distress of the moms. So many drug war widows and orphans. After all, the vast majority, almost all of the inmates, are there for nonviolent drug law violations. It's true. The last time I saw the numbers, it was over 60% of federal inmates were in there for drug charges. This supermax prison that they built is filled to the brim with people who've never harmed another soul. Anyway, going on, she says the number of prison employees who came in and out was staggering. How can they possibly need so many staff? Oh, right. It's one of the biggest U.S. industries, and locking people up continues to be a booming business for the federal government. So after an hour of waiting to be processed, as they really want to drag it out and make everyone involved suffer, I was told that my visit would be conducted through video. Now, she'd come down from Vancouver for this this experience. We'll share the rest of her
could have done that on the internet
odyssey here in a moment with Jody Emery at CannabisCulture.com. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. We are here. We'll take your calls about absolutely anything, sharing what I consider to be a very sad story. It's so sad that I can't say I've ever cried while reading a blog post before, but it happened to me today, and I thought, gosh, this is so, it at least was so moving for me, I wanted to share it with you. We'll get back into that here in a moment.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark. They're empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. I went over there and I put together a will for me, and my wife has one too. And it is a remarkably fast and easy process to use LegalZoom.com. And if you don't have a will and you've got a family, you are opening up your family to all kinds of heartache. I know you don't have to have a lot of property. If you even own half of the house, what's going to happen? The government's going to have to decide who gets that half of the house, and they're not going to make it easy on your wife. You need a will or a living one of these living trusts, or, and you can do them all over at LegalZoom.com.
All right.
And use code FTL to save $10 on your order.
Our website is freetalklive.com, and we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. We're actually sharing a blog post from one of our Shriners, Jody Emery. She's the wife of Mark Emery, who is well known as the Prince of Pot, internationally known as the Prince of Pot, and was wanted by the United States federal government for the vicious, terrible crime of selling seeds over the Internet. Actually, what they really wanted him for was threatening the legitimacy of the state by pointing out how ludicrous drug prohibition is, and by pouring money into the drug legalization movement, thereby making him quite the threat to the federal government's power. Anyway, they got him, and they put him in a supermax prison in Seattle, and his wife Jody went to pay him her first visit. And after waiting for an hour in a lobby filled with people that were all just, most of them were there to see people they knew who were in prison for nonviolent drug offenses. Just the tragedy of that alone is sad enough, but it continues here. Her blog post from CannabisCulture.com. So after an hour of waiting to be processed, she was told that her visit will be conducted through video, which means not in person. I was stunned, trembling, and ready to burst into tears, almost, because the thought of not being able to touch him in person was utterly devastating, especially after flying here from Vancouver and staying until Monday to get two visits in. You can only visit every other day, expecting to kiss, hug, and hold hands. Thankfully, as I was being waved through the metal detector, the woman said, "Actually, it's Sunday that your visit will be done through video. Today, you can visit in person."
Why would you not be able to visit?
You'll find out. I almost cried with gratitude when I heard that. I didn't know why the rule changed, and I couldn't ask her questions, but I was so grateful I almost cried again. This is all an emotional roller coaster of an experience. I waited with four other people, as you get brought in five at a time, and then we started down the hallway with a guard. It's a very strange place, the inside of a federal U.S. prison, long corridors with heavy metal doors slamming shut, cameras everywhere, and colorful painted pictures of landscapes and such on the walls to try to make it less dehumanizing. It doesn't work, she says. We got into the big visiting room, which consists of many rows of big plastic chairs facing other rows and more cartoonish paintings of Seattle landmarks and scenes. There are enough seats for 125 inmates, but only 20 or so came in, staggered in time slots. As I sat there waiting for Mark to come out, I asked one of the guards why Mark's next visit would be conducted through video. Had he done something wrong? The guard explained that it's a nationwide policy being implemented on Sunday, June 20th, in all Federal Bureau of Prisons facilities for SHU inmates, and today was the last day for in-person visits. That means my visit on Sunday the 20th will be through video. Thank goodness I booked my flight for today and got this final chance. Now, it does say that it's for the SHU inmates, which are the ones that are in the segregated
Supermax.
Housing unit. No, no, not just Supermax. He's in segregation in the Supermax.
Good Lord.
So people who are in segregation will not be able to have in-person visits. When I first read that, I thought it was everybody in federal prison, and
yeah,
that was just really outrageous to me. Anyway, Mark came out of one of the many doors wearing a bright orange jumpsuit. The other inmates wear beige. He's part of the bad orange group of SHU inmates. Looking around the room for me, I leapt to my feet crying out, "Mark!" and ran toward him.
This guy's never hurt anyone.
Correct.
Yeah, I just want to make that
never,
point
ever.
That out.
No, he's totally peaceful, totally cool guy. We've had him on the show a number of times. He smiled and reached for me, and I jumped into his arms. He held onto me tightly, and I him, and he lifted me off the ground in a wonderful embrace. I kissed his neck over and over as he held me, clutching his head and feeling his hair, breathing him in, and then we had a long, intimate kiss as we stood there holding each other, but the hellos have to end after 30 seconds, so we had to sit down. What a pleasure, though. We sat in opposite chairs as required, facing each other over a little plastic table, and held hands as we gazed into each other's eyes. I cried a fair bit, I'll admit. I let the tears fall down my face as I held his hands, and he wiped them away, staying strong to help me pull myself together. It was so good to see him, so nourishing to feel his hands on mine. It's been a long time since I looked at his face up close in person, noticing all the little spots and hairs and every tiny detail that I used to adoringly examine up close every day, all day long. It was so sad, but so wonderful. A strange twisted mix of feelings that no one in the real world would ever know. Well, unless, of course, you've been in her position, having to visit a loved one who's been unjustly imprisoned.
Certainly happens.
As many, many people have. He explained that it was very, very bad in the SHU, the secured housing unit. Just like solitary confinement in the movies, he said, truly that horrible. He's completely deprived of any human contact, or fresh air, or space. He's never been allowed out of his cell. Food is delivered through a slot in the door 3 times a day, take it or leave it, and Mark eats whatever they give. You have nothing else. Guards don't even open the doors for checkup. They just look through a tiny window in the door. It's 24-hour lockdown in a tiny little room with nothing but nonstop screaming and yelling from the other SHU inmates. He said it's like a mental institution. It's absolutely maddening. Now, Mark has received some mail, but not enough, which is really disheartening for him and for me, she says. Where are all of his fans? He said that if his supporters are sincere and really care about him, they will send mail, because that's the only non-depressing part of every day. Everything else is dehumanizing. He is longing for some human contact, communication of any kind. Of course, I felt guilty as I read this because I hadn't written him yet, and so I did take the time this afternoon to write him a note and kind of update him on some of the things that were going on out here in Keene. She says later on that he really wants to know what's happening on the outside, in the movement, that kind of thing. He's received some mail, so please write a letter, she says. Print some articles from online, send pictures. Note that you can't send a lot of photos at once, but apparently one or two at a time can come through to him in SHU. Send a photo of your protest sign, highway banner, or Free March shirt, your family, your friends, anything positive, but nothing obviously illegal. He really needs to hear from his supporters, so if you give a damn about Mark's well-being, you'll do the one possible thing to make him and me feel better. Send him mail. And, of course, there are instructions that she's linking to here. CannabisCulture.com is where you can find this article. You can also find it at FreeKeen.com. Throughout the visit, Mark and I lovingly stared into each other's eyes as we talked nonstop, with a few pauses to just take in the precious moments in each other's presence, to softly say, oh, I love you so much, and this is so wonderful. He said this visit and seeing me so close would last him for weeks, months, and how desperately I needed to hold his hands and kiss him, too. They can't take that away from us now. The last time we physically touched was the morning of May 10th. Over a month ago, when he was ordered extradited by the Canadian Justice Minister, Rob Nicholson, and I said goodbye, thinking he would be out on bail later that day. We talked about many other things, good and bad, the Free Mark campaign and what he's going through, and what he expects from me and others. He really wants people to be more active, to have him sent home to Canada. We'll, again, tell you a little bit more about how you can help out Mark Emery here in a little bit. Take your calls about what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, and I promise we will get to the phones here in a moment. I wanted to share a blog post first that I thought was pretty important from Jody Emery over at CannabisCulture.com. And we will continue that here in a moment. 1-800-259-9231 is the number if you want to get on the lines. You're certainly welcome to. Also, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. So if you want to be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live, the best way to do it is go to news.freetalklive.com and then take your pick. You can sign up for our email updates. You can receive Twitter posts. Tweets, I guess they call them. Facebook, we've got that as well. So you choose the way you want to be kept in touch with via Free Talk Live. Email, Twitter, Facebook. Get them all at news.freetalklive.com.
AM radio is talk radio in general is covered with ads for gold. And I looked into it at one point, and I found it to be a dizzying array of choices, and I couldn't figure out what to do. The salespeople seemed to want me to buy a numismatic. I just want, you know, which are collector coins. I just wanted some gold, and I think that people need some help in this area. So I put together a website in conjunction with Midas Resources, and it is just gold and silver that you can get in your hands as quickly and cheaply as possible. If you're going to buy gold or silver, go to gold.freetalklive first, because our rates are going to be better, and you can check them against wherever it is you're going to go. So gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're sharing something from it's a blog post from CannabisCulture.com by Jody Emery. She is the lovely wife and courageous wife of Mark Emery, who was the Prince of Pot, is the Prince of Pot, and was most wanted by the DEA and the federal government. They finally came after him. They put him in a prison cell for 5 years because he was allegedly selling seeds, and he'll admit to it. He was selling seeds over the Internet and using the money to reinvest basically into the
marijuana legalization movement.
Marijuana decrim legalization movement. And so he was a real threat to the U.S. federal government. Now they've got him. Well, we're sharing with you the experience that Jody had going down from Vancouver to Seattle's Supermax prison, where she was allowed to see her husband, who is currently in the segregated housing unit Essentially, he's in the segregation unit of the Supermax prison. I mean, this is like really hardcore. This is really severe treatment for somebody who's never harmed a hair on another person's head. And this guy's totally peaceful. There are no victims in his crime. It's just another, just one example of something that's happening to people across the country and around the world. People are being put in prison cells who've never harmed another person. Anyway, I want to continue her story and we'll get to your phone calls. So she's meeting with her husband, and there's, you know, a lot of she's very affectionate, obviously, that we went through that segment of the post. And they talked about his Free Mark campaign and how he wants people to get more active in the campaign to have him sent home to Canada, because there's some sort of way that they can do that, even though he's been sentenced in the United States.
It's like a prisoner sharing program.
Yeah, there's some way they can send him back to Canada, which would probably be a nicer place for him to be in jail.
Oh, I've been in jail in the United States and in jail in Canada. I can tell you, Canada's jails are much nicer.
It's nicer.
Yeah, much nicer.
Well, to end and of course he wants to end prohibition, because he's more than just about marijuana, and free drug war prisoners everywhere. The 2 hours flew by, and I was sad to see it end, she says. I'm so grateful we got to bathe in each other's admiration and incredible love. Holding hands, he said he was so proud of me, and he hopes he's still my hero. Of course he is, she writes in parentheses. And that he wants people to keep working harder than ever to end this drug war. And you've got to hand it to Jody. She is an amazing lady to, you know, to stick with him through all of this. I mean, this has been an odyssey. It has last them going after him and the courts and the, you know, the appeals and all that stuff has taken years. And that's a very stressful time for someone to go through and stay by someone's side like she is.
It's not particularly common.
That someone would stay by your side in this situation?
But, of course, we're only on the going on the second month at this point.
One of the guards called his name and we had to stand up. I hardly remember saying goodbye. We hugged each other and kissed again, but my mind was racing with a panic thought of this being our last in-person visit for a long time. I said, I love you, Mark. You're my hero, my civil rights activist, boo. As I was led away, blowing kisses and wearing a brave smile, seeing him sitting in the special SHU inmate chair, knowing he's going to be strip searched and then taken back to that dark, tiny hell of a cell, locked away from any human contact, unable to call me or write except for letters that come a week later, and perhaps not even any mail in 2 weeks. It was so terribly sad to say goodbye, but he told me not to cry. We must be strong no matter what comes. No one can take away our love for each other. It will really help me feel better if supporters make a fuss about his utterly unjust treatment by telling the media and spreading the news online. Now, here's Mark's current situation and how horrendous the conditions are and how much worse it can possibly get. Right now, he's been in the SHU, the segregated unit, for 2 full weeks since June 3rd. In that time, he's been refused phone calls to his U.S. lawyer every single day except once. Phone calls to lawyers are supposed to be a prisoner's right, as outlined in the Prisoner's Rights Guide. He has had 2 or 3 visits with his lawyer, which has been really appreciated because it's a friendly human face, but that's just a short legal visit and doesn't have any real social elements to it. And, of course, it's typical that the jail people will say one thing and do another and that they've got alleged rules, but if they don't follow them, what can you do about it? It takes 3 hours for an inmate to be prepped for visits, including strip searching and waiting in an empty processing room. Imagine not having anything at all to read or look at for hours, just you and your thoughts. That's what Mark goes through. He needs to hear from people who know and care about him. His disciplinary hearing will happen in 2 weeks or so, as inmates in SHU for violating rules must wait a month before they get their hearing. And remember, his rule violation that resulted in being SHU wasn't explicitly stated in the manual. So, surprise! You violated the rules! Now you go to segregation and you get to sit there for a month until we decide to finally give you a hearing.
Wasn't the big to-do about Draco, you know, this guy, draconian laws is what you get there. His big thing, 4,000 years ago, was that they wrote the laws down. That way people would know what they were, rather than some guy, potentate, arbitrarily passing down the rules from some seat, and that, you know, they can change them however they want. You know, he wrote them down. There'll be none of this, there'll be none of that, none of that. And of course, all of the punishments were very draconian.
Hence the name.
You know, that was the big deal. And so here, where they have a rule book, and they don't extate all the rule, you know, they're not clear, and then they whip, there's no warning, no nothing.
The prison hearing is an internal Federal Bureau of Prisons disciplinary process and has nothing to do with the legal system or inmates' legal cases, which is why no lawyer is allowed to participate or intervene. And the judge, so-called, has already recommended that Mark lose his phone privileges for 6 months and be held in the segregated unit for an additional 1 to 2 months. All of this for making a phone call and having it recorded on the other end. She was recording his call for a podcast they were going to release at CannabisCulture.com. Of course, the prison records every single call.
And remember that this incarceration isn't about selling seeds. There's lots of people selling seeds. Mm-hmm. They're not on the most wanted list.
Right.
There are people that sell more seeds than this guy did. The reason that he's in jail is because he is an outspoken marijuana legalization or decriminalization activist. That's what they're after him for. And, you know, it's about speech. This is a speech issue, not a drug issue. Yes, they can couch it in the terms of drugs, but, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you have the right to consume whatever you want to consume anyway. And the government getting involved in that is, you know, it's not stated in the Constitution that the federal government can get involved in that kind of crap anyway. It's a state issue.
The worst part is that if Mark is then sentenced to another month or more in SHU, he'll then have his radio taken away. That's the one blessing he's had so far in the SHU, and he will not be able to receive any commissary items. That means he won't be able to get any stamps or envelopes or paper, so he won't even be able to send me mail, which is the only way we're able to communicate. This punishment is cruel, excessive, and utterly unjust, but it happens every day to thousands of people all across America in this horrific drug war and imprisonment industry. Remember, too, that Mark is in prison not for violating drug laws, but for speaking his mind and leading a peaceful revolution of honest, good people. That's why he's a political prisoner, just as the DEA admitted after his arrest. And that's why we must free Mark Emery and free all peaceful prisoners of the drug war. It's a violation of freedom of speech and freedom of choice. I have to stress it again. Sending Mark letters is so important. He can keep getting mail from us, even if we can't get any from him. Just write about anything positive. Your daily routine, your family and friends, your job, hobbies, the news, activism, anything at all. The longer the better, because he literally has nothing else to do. For those of you who think, I don't know how to write a letter, well, it's like writing a long Facebook comment or message or email. He misses that regular contact that he used to get all the time. Just sit down and start typing away. So you're simply sending Mark a message on Facebook or through email. And she, of course, provides the address. You can get it at CannabisCulture.com. We also link to it over at FreeKeen.com. More coming up here. Your calls, 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Isn't it time the drug war ended?
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fact. fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove, for family emergency solutions.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231 and bring up what you want. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, and if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will then get a percentage of whatever it is you purchase. You can even buy used items. We'll still get a cut if you buy used. Or brand new, you get free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their products. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. We shared a story from the cannabisculture.com blog post by Jody Emery and got almost to the very end. There was one more sentence here from her experience at visiting her husband, Mark, the publisher of cannabisculture.com, the man behind one of the big supporters of the drug decriminalization movement and because of that, a major threat to the power of the U.S. federal government. She went in to experience what it was like to visit somebody that you love at a federal supermax prison who's being held in solitary confinement because they recorded a phone call when he was calling her for his podcast, and apparently he wasn't allowed to do that, but he didn't know he wasn't allowed to do that. Now he's in segregated housing for...
Wasn't written in the rules.
Yeah, for up to another month or two, and possibly as many as 6 more months. So she says... Her last thoughts here after encouraging folks to send a mail, and you can do that at cannabisculture.com. Again, we link to it over at freekeen.com as well, is, I love you, Mark. I promise to never give up in our quest for personal liberty and freedom from oppression. As you said, one person can undo the evil of several thousand people. You must never underestimate your power. I think that's a good message to put out there. It's up to you to make a difference. You can't just expect people like Mark Emery to handle this alone. Those of us who believe in freedom, we need more people who also believe in freedom to do more than just believe in it, to do more than just talk about it, to start acting like it. And we'll tell you more about the Free State Project here in a little bit. Let's go to your phone calls. Tampa, Florida, WFLA listener Joe is on the line. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Good evening.
Hey, guys. Thanks for all you do.
Joe, thanks for being out there. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you actually set up my initial point pretty well. Did you know that in the state of Florida, it takes the pen stroke of one person at his personal whim to make it legal, to make any drug legal?
How does that work exactly? I mean, I'm from Florida, so what's that all about?
The section of the legal code that handles drugs is basically mirrors the Controlled Substances Act of 1970, which is the national law. But basically, it gives the state attorney general the power to modify the lists, the schedules, that classify the drugs as legal or illegal to varying degrees.
So the Florida Attorney General, if he decides to decriminalize marijuana, he can do that without any sort of legislative situation at all?
With a pen stroke.
Wow. Now, of course, this is the same state, by the way, where just a few years ago, Jeb Bush, who was the governor at the time, his daughter was caught with, like, crack cocaine, ended up in a rehab clinic, and then ran away from the rehab. I forget all the details of the story. It was crazy. And of course, they just said, well, it's a personal matter, and I'd appreciate it to the media. Well, we'd appreciate it if we were given some privacy.
Right. Well, sure. You could deal with it privately with your daughter in jail like everybody else's would.
Don't think she ended up there.
Would Bill McCullough go after Jeb Bush's daughter? I mean, would he go after Charlie Crib? Bill McCullough
These
is
are
the
Florida politician.
The Florida AG.
Gotcha.
Would he go after Charlie Crist's children? I think Charlie just got married recently. I don't know if he's got kids or not.
No, the answer is no, they wouldn't. And
right. They're politicians. Right. They are morally superior to you. They have a different form of justice that is that's meted out to them and their cronies.
Joe, other thoughts for us?
On the national level, basically what it takes is the consensus of a Senate committee, which is established by the law that makes it illegal, you know, the Controlled Substances Act of 1970. And they are supposed to actually review those schedules once every 2 years. And I've never actually found evidence that it's ever been reviewed, save for to add new substances to the list.
Do you you think that it's possible that politicians and bureaucrats might not be working as hard as they could?
You know, the thought did cross my mind.
Yeah. I've considered that a possibility in the past, too, that maybe that our servants aren't really our servants, that instead they're our masters, and that calling them your servants is stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, clearly.
Civil serpents.
Right. I like that one. Hey, thanks, Joe. I appreciate the call and appreciate your patience. He waited through the whole blog post from Jody Emery. CannabisCulture.com. Go learn more about what's happening to Mark Emery. Learn how you can help out and get the address to send him mail. Let's continue. Kevin is listening to Kudo in Anchorage, Alaska. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello. Hey, hello, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem, Kevin. What's on your mind?
I got to tell you, I've been driving between Fairbanks and Anchorage here and listening to the program. And quite honestly, over the last 45 minutes or so, I found that story to be most humorous.
What part?
You know, I everything. I mean, it's like some kind of an emotional story about somebody who's unjustly imprisoned, but they broke the law. So we have laws, and I understand the idea, the libertarian idea, that I should be able to do whatever I want to do as long as it doesn't affect anybody else, and I agree with that. However,
well, Kevin, I guess I have to ask you some questions.
What's that?
I have to ask you some questions.
Yeah.
Do good people disobey bad laws?
I would say good people disobey all kinds of laws occasionally.
Well, I mean, should. I guess the question I'm really asking is, should. Is it moral to disobey a bad law?
No, it is not. What one should do if they think the law is bad.
Right. Get involved in the system, blah, blah, blah. Run for effing president, right? Okay, so I guess I've got this question. People in the Quaker community specifically, and people in general, when slavery was the law of the land here in the United States, would help black people escape from their legal enslavement.
Like the Underground Railroad.
Yeah, the Underground Railroad. Should those people have been incarcerated, treated badly? Is it funny that those people might have gotten lashes or put in jail or killed?
Oh, why are we talking about that? We're talking about...
We're talking about unjust laws, sir.
Well, it's unjust in your opinion, not in mine.
I don't really care what your opinion is.
I think it's very
Where is the justice, if I may ask, in putting a man in a prison cell who's never harmed another person?
Because the point is we have very specific drug laws. I don't want to get on an airplane with a pilot who's coming down off of a bong hit. Or something like this.
Do you want to get on an airplane with a pilot that is drunk?
What side?
Do you want to get on an airplane with a pilot that's drunk?
Absolutely not.
Well,
and
there you go.
You're telling me
that if alcohol was legal, that pilots wouldn't be drinking while they're flying airplanes?
I'm saying that it's illegal for pilots to drink under the influence, Right now, the
you
laws
don't need,
are
you don't need laws.
Hold on,
Kevin. You don't need laws to explain to people that they don't need to inebriate themselves while flying. Individual companies can come up with their own policies as to what is and what is not acceptable. The federal government, state governments don't need to get involved in that. So let's come back around to the relevant question here.
Okay.
So you think that whatever the law says, people should follow it and they should never, ever break it?
I never said that. What I said was people need to follow the laws that are on the books, and they need to be prepared to address the consequences if they don't follow them.
And it's funny to you, and those consequences are funny to you, the personal tragedies of the millions of Americans.
It's hilarious to me when people do that out of their own choice. And I think there's a much bigger issue here that you guys didn't even touch on yet, and that's this. There's, as you're correct, you pointed out there are many, many people in federal prisons that are in prison for breaking drug laws. But the point that you haven't touched on is what was most important to these people? Obviously, it wasn't their family. They knew what would happen if they got caught dealing with or consuming drugs against the law. They knew that. They knew what would happen. They chose to go that route rather than put their families first and say, you know what, it's illegal.
Well, Kevin, the people in the Underground Railroad chose, those people in the Underground Railroad that tried to help black people escape from slavery, they chose the morally superior position of helping people escape slavery over their families.
Well, I guess the point here, I'm not entirely sure why we're going to 150 years ago in slavery.
Do you want to talk about Jews from 60 years ago and not Nazi Germany?
We're talking about the topic we're discussing.
You have really some serious cognitive dissonance.
You're making some very firm statements, which are like you should follow the laws or accept the consequences happily if these unjust laws are used against people. And I'm telling you that good people disobey bad laws and bad people laugh at them.
Kevin, I'll tell you what, I'll bring you back here in a little bit because I want to see if we can work through some of your cognitive dissonance. If you want to stick around, you're welcome to 800-259-9231, because, boy, is it on thick if you can't understand the connection that we're trying to make between what happened during slavery and what's happening now with the war on drugs. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time.